Sorry we broke up. Sorry I missed you. Sorry I wanted only to kiss you. Sorry I promised to love you forever. Made you feel guilty all when you left me. Sorry I showed up at your party. Sorry I drank up all the Bacardi. Sorry I puked up on your bedspread. Sorry I wanted to be your boyfriend again. What can I do?
Hey there, everybody. This is Rob.
And this is Rob's sister, Christine.
That's right, folks. Matthew's not here. We got a very special co-host for a very, very special purpose. Christine, why don't you tell the folks at home what is going on today?
Today, we're having a very special breakup podcast.
That's right, folks. We're going to listen to the songs that are either about being dumped, that make you feel good when you've been dumped, that make you feel bad when you've been dumped. It's all about being dumped and the tunes that we love and listen to during those time periods, right?
Exactly.
All right, folks. So why don't you tune in, stick around. We got a hell of a little episode for you.
Sorry I saw you and I heard birds sing. Sorry I touched you and I heard bells ring. Sorry I jacked off outside of your window while you were sleeping. I thought you'd never know. Sorry I showed up at your wedding. Sorry I tried so hard to get in. Sorry I screwed up your pictures. Sorry I had sex with your sister. What can I do? It's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. What can I do? I am the loser.
All right, folks, if the three links you had to follow to get to the place where you could download this episode didn't give it away, you are now listening to a very special, a podcast for the dumped.
Not just dumped. Everybody has heartbreak. You can be the dumper and be sad, too.
Or the dumpy. You know, it's the dumper, the dumpy, the dumped. You could be an innocent bystander to dumping. This is for anybody.
It's a heartbreak hotel over here.
That's exactly what it is. It is a very special episode. For those of you tuning in to hear Matthew, I know that he is the main draw for the show. Unfortunately, he's not in this episode.
Oh, darn.
I know. People are pretty upset. I'm missing him, but I'm very fortunate. My sister came to visit me in Chicago, and we thought, you know what? It'd be kind of cool to pay attention to some of the songs that help us get through those rough times in life. So, yeah, you know, so we're going to play a couple tracks for you. Not really focusing on the albums as much, but just playing some whole tunes.
Absolutely. I know that when, you know, I'm having some hard times, I'm not the type to go to the chick flicks. Those are stupid. I go for the music.
That's right. So we're going to listen to some of Christine's tracks that got her by. I'm going to take you back, as always, into my DeLorean. Take you back to when I was a crying emo kid in my dad's Buick Century driving home from a terrible breakup in a Plymouth parking garage, blasting a little tune. So, you know, that first track you heard, one of my favorite songs about getting dumped, Nerf Herder, with their song Sorry. Chrissy, what is your first track for the brokenhearted folks out there?
I know everybody's listening to this anyways, and I think that it's kind of poignant and very great for a breakup situation. So the first song is Amy Winehouse and Back to Black.
All right, let's take a listen.
Shame, oh, save me.
Relationship, or maybe your relationship is in a tumultuous time.
Maybe you just want to remember the bad times. Maybe you want to go back nostalgically to when your life
was shit.
Maybe
you're just really pissed off at the person and you're just wondering what it would be like to be broken up. I don't know.
But maybe you just want to realize how good you got it by reflecting back on the bad days.
True, and nobody does that better than Amy Winehouse. I mean, her personal life was kind of a whole bunch of tumultuous times, so she is an excellent person to listen to when you're pissed off.
Yeah. Oh, well, I appreciate it. It's definitely a great track. I dig what Amy does as far as pop music goes. She's one of my favorite artists, and I think that is an excellent song to listen to when you're experiencing a little heartache.
People must have a bunch of heartache because she's back to the top of the charts.
I don't.
Probably also.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so my first selection, there's one name, Break Up. And that's The Cure. So this is The Cure with Love Song.
Alone with you.
White, and that was The Cure with their track Love Song. I don't tend to quote Adam Sandler as much as I did when I was 12 years old.
Hope not.
But I do like to reflect on the line from The Wedding Singer where he sings his depressing song and he says, I'll have you know that when I wrote this, I was listening to The Cure a lot. It's a very true statement, man. There's nobody for the gloomy, doomy days like The Cure. And sometimes when you're going through a little heartache and loss, it's good to reflect on how strong your own devotion was, how much you truly loved. And that's why I love Love Song. I just love singing this and feeling like the hero, like I love so much and they let me down. And no track does it for me like Love Song by The Cure. So that's why this is making my list of songs for the dump, Chris.
I liked it. I certainly liked it a lot better than some of your other tracks that we'll be hearing in the future. I think that it's a great song because it does talk about the positive things that you brought to a relationship, and hey, maybe you can bring that to a new one.
There you go. It's right around the corner. That's what you got to tell yourself while you're sitting at home playing Yahtzee with your parents.
That's sad.
So what do you got up next for us, Chris?
Next, I have Adele. Now, everybody probably thinks that she's a bit overplayed right now. I don't care. I think she's amazing. I think that she has the most beautiful voice. I think that her first CD, 19, is just as good as the one that everybody loves right now, which is 21. I'm going with one from 19. I know that this is a cover from Bob Dylan, but it's called Make You Feel My Love. Still fighting for our relationships and just going through a really rough time, I feel like this song is kind of the epitome of inspiration and support. I think that her vocals are amazing, and she's beautiful, and I love it.
Yeah, you're really bringing this show down.
I don't care.
It's supposed to be an upbeat show.
It's a breakup special. How is it supposed to be an upbeat special?
I don't know what to tell you. I don't listen. I haven't listened to, what's her name?
Adele.
I've been saying Adelaide.
If not.
Well, I haven't listened to her a lot.
Well, you're stupid.
I didn't say that I didn't like it. It was very good. It was nice. It sounds like a great CD that you could buy your mom and make her feel cool for listening to. You know what she should call her next CD? Music to Play in the Gap.
That is not true.
I'm just kidding. It sounds good. But anyway, speaking of downers, the king of indie downers himself, Mr. Lou Barlow, penned a tune. It's called Too Pure. It's off his album, Harmacy. Let's see how a guy whose first solo release called Emo, let's see how emo he can bring it. Sebado with the song Too Pure off their album Harmacy. I'm a big fan of that song. It hits all the right breakup song spots.
Plus it has a flute, doesn't it?
It does have a flute. Nothing says breakup like a flute, but it's got the soft sentimentality. It's got great lyrics. I'm a big fan of that lyric. If there's a right thing to say, I'm sure I missed it by a mile. God, I love that lyric.
Absolutely.
And then it's got the angst. It's got the angry guitar crunch that comes in just the right amount. Soft, hard. It takes you through all the stages of a breakup in one tune. One of my personal favorite songs, let alone breakup songs. So that was my selection, Chris. What'd you think?
I really liked it. I have to be honest, I hadn't heard it previously, but it is a good tune, and I think that it is perfect for the occasion.
There you go. So what do you got up next for us?
Next, I have something a little bit harder. It's not much, though, with Mumford & Sons' Little Lion Man.
All right, let's take a listen.
My man, you'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage you have left and waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my dear? Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, deny my dear. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time.
Pretty deep into songs, make some conclusions and really draw it out. Now, this song is really great in my opinion.
See, that's funny because Matt and I like to do the opposite. We like to, you know, see if we can listen to something and not get the point at all and still talk for 3 hours on it. And we are succeeding greatly at that.
Don't believe yourself.
Anyway.
All right, well, I like to analyze it and come to some conclusions. And that song to me really talks about you know, how people have a lot of courage at the beginning of a relationship because you're kind of going in blind and you don't know really everything about a person. So it's a hell of a lot easier to do all these risky things. But
I never go in blind.
Oh, you always date people that you already know.
Or people I've already dated.
That's also true.
I've never asked out a stranger.
That's true. But, you know, it changes throughout. And at the end, you know, it's takes a lot more courage because you know all the faults. You know all the issues that you guys have. And it also takes, you know, the irony is they talk about courage. But I think it also takes a lot of courage to end a relationship, to make that big change, especially the fear of the unknown. But I really like it.
Wow, you're getting heavy. This just became a whole new kind of show.
What?
I feel like I need to put on something pink. I don't know what that means, but no, I feel you. And that is, you know what, Mumford & Sons is an interesting band to me because I do like them a lot. I hate a lot of people who listen to them because they like shitty, I don't hate them, but a lot of people that like shitty music also like them. But I, you know what, sometimes good bands can get in a good path and end up getting their just desserts. So,
like Adele.
Sure, I'll just take your word. I mean, she may be great. I hear that a lot of people's moms like her. but anyway, I mean, moms have great tastes and things.
Jeans.
And Michael Bolton t-shirts. But anyway, less chatter and more of the platters that matter. Here we go. If you're going to talk about breakout, sorry, I have apparently focus on zits coming out of my forehead. If you're going to talk about breaking up, there's only one guy who is the king of mopes, Mr. Morrissey himself. Oh. Here he is with his band, The Smiths, with the song How Soon Is Now, which we all know Chrissy knows because it's the theme from Charm.
The sun and the air, all the shyness that is criminally vulgar. I am sun and air, but nothing in particular. You shut your mouth, how can you say I go about things the wrong way? We'll be right back.
right, and that is the band with the Smiths with the classic track How Soon Is Now. If you're talking about breakup, you got to be talking about Morrissey. You got to be talking about the Smiths. One of my favorite tunes of all time. And for me, this is a song when you've been, you know, maybe sitting on the bench in the game of love for a while. And maybe you're trying to ask out some ladies or dudes, what have you, and they're not calling your card. You know what I mean? And you're saying to yourself, I am human and I need to be loved. There's nothing wrong with that. And you know what? It's an anthem for me. Many a time driving home from a failed first date or a rejection, singing that one at the top of my lungs in a Chevy Lumina. Gotta tell you, good times.
Horrible.
Gotta tell you, yeah. Many a tear was shed over that dashboard.
Now I think that song is pretty dynamic because it can also speak to someone who's in a relationship and feels like they're being neglected, or feels like their needs aren't really being met. And I feel like anybody who, when they're listening to a song and the singer is conveying such emotion, you can't help but be drawn to it.
There you go. There you go. I couldn't agree with you more. What do you got up next to follow up the Smiths, Chris?
I would normally say I would be embarrassed, but right now I'm absolutely mortified to be following up such a legendary group as the Smiths with Colby Kelly with I Never Told You.
All right, well, let's see how truly mortifying this is.
I miss those blue eyes, how you kiss me at night. I miss the way we sleep, like there's no sunrise, like the taste of your smile. I miss the way we breathe, but I never told you what I should have said. No, I never told you, I just held it in.
together, Colby Calais, to anyone ever. I don't even know if I'm saying her name right. But I feel like this song kind of epitomizes my situation. And I like it. I think that especially at the beginning, it's just nice. I'm not going to say that it should win any sort of musical award.
Hey, you know what? If it gets you through it, there's nothing to it. I like to say, that doesn't make any sense, but it rhymes. yeah, you know, it sounded just like Adelaide.
Oh, it's Adele, moron. Yeah, but I feel like this song should be on Dawson's Creek or something.
I feel like that. It's not even cool enough for Dawson's Creek. I think it
should Joey Potter would have totally hit that up.
I'm pretty sure it was on the season finale of Golden Girls. I'm pretty sure.
Bea Arthur and Betty White are pretty pimp-ass.
I'm pretty sure that Bea Arthur was making fun of it because her mom, Sophia, was listening to it in the other room. She's like, that's some square old shit.
Whatever. Let me tell you something. You underrepresent female artists, and I am bringing them to the table.
I couldn't agree with you more. There's been a general underrepresentation of females in my life until
now. Maybe I should have gone with better female artists.
No, that was a good selection, and it means something to you. Who knows? Maybe it'll mean something to somebody out there.
Breakup songs are personal. There you go. Gotta find the ones that mean a lot to you.
And well, you know what? When I like to go to a breakup song, I like to look directly to the horse's mouth. A little song called Heartbreaker. Oh, wait. No, it's on the album Heartbreaker. It's a little song called Come Pick Me Up by Mr. Mandy Moore, Ryan Adams. So let's take a listen to that little gem.
Screw all my friends behind my back. couldn't make up my mind. Try it for sleeping instead. Maybe you'll rest sometime. Well, I wish I could. I wish I could. I wish I could.
All right, and that was Ryan Adams off his album Heartbreaker. Great title for the breakup special podcast here with the song Come Pick Me Up. Any song that swears, you can swear along when you're driving in your car. I don't know why all my breakup stories involve my car.
I don't know, but
I've only been dumped in my car.
That's so sad.
And you want to know what?
It's probably because of them.
I never dump. I always get dumped, but I only get dumped in the car.
I don't know if that's true, but I will say that that song has the perfect tempo, and it's always good when a song, you feel like the artist is about to cry.
That is not, my wife didn't dump me in a car. She dumped me in the backyard at a party.
There you go. There you go.
So let's say this. All the times I should have been dumped, I was dumped in a car, and the one time I shouldn't have been dumped, it was different.
All right, well, back to my point. The song has a perfect tempo. The artist seems like he's going to cry. So it's no longer some artist trying to sympathize with you. This guy's actually empathizing, and I really appreciate that.
You enjoyed it.
I did.
Good.
Thank you.
Great.
All right.
Grand. Wonderful.
Now, on to another female artist. This is A Fine Frenzy with Almost
any
Lover.
Dudes?
Mumford & Sons. We already
like
talked about
it. Dudes.
Nice.
Like, all not right, a bunch now, of fancy British boys prancing around in cowboy boots
know,
and wool vests.
I'm trying to...
Like man's men.
I'm trying to bring light to, you know, less testosterone-filled episode.
Bringing that sentimentality.
I'm bringing
like that?
The
That's
estrogen.
Like a 75-cent word. All right, what is this we're listening to?
A Fine Frenzy, Almost Lover.
A Fine Frenzy and Part-Time Lover.
No, it's not such a Sunday and Part-Time Lover. It's A Fine Frenzy and Almost Lover.
Almost Lover.
Across my skin, the palm trees swaying in the wind, images. You sang me Spanish lullabies, the sweetest sadness in your eyes, clever trick. I never want to see you unhappy. I thought you were the same for me. A goodbye, my almost lover. A goodbye, my hopeless dream. I'm trying not to think about you. Can't you just let me be? So long, my luckless romance. My back is turned on you. Should've known you'd bring me heartache. Almost lovers always do. We walked along a crowded street. You took my hand and danced in the images. And when you left, you kissed my lips. You told me you would never, never forget these images. And no. Well, I'd never that easy to walk right in and out of my life. Goodbye, my almost lover. Goodbye, my hopeless dream. I'm trying not to think about you. And can't you just let me be? So long, my luckless romance. My back is turned on you. Should've known you bring me heartache. Almost lovers always do.
All right, first and foremost, I want to say you're welcome, because I'm sure most people aren't really familiar with this young lady, and I think that she is super talented, at least in this song. I'm not gonna lie, I don't know a ton of her other stuff.
Who, Adelaide?
Do not even talk shit. This is not Adele.
Adelaide?
And it's not Colby Calais. This is a different girl. And you have to admit, the lyrics are amazing. I'm pretty sure she wrote them herself. It's really, you're pretty sure. And I love
when... I'm pretty sure the lead singer of Four Non Blondes wrote the lyrics for all these people.
I'm pretty sure that you're an ass.
Okay. But anyway, no, it was good.
I mean, I feel like, you know, the female heartbreak is...
I feel like I snuck into a 7th grade gym.
Oh, here we
girls
go.
Girls' gym class's locker room and listened to the girls spill their secrets.
Look, it's
just juvenile nonsense.
Look, I know I could have gone with a lot more well-known, breakup songs. Yeah. But I'm bringing a little light to some girls that are really helping me through this time. And that I think are major league talented.
Well, way to play that card.
I mean, I could have gone with Lauryn Hill. I could have gone with Jill Scott, as you recommended.
I think those would have been great.
I could have gone with, what's the Weight Watcher girl?
I don't. What?
You know, Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson. I'm glad that's what she's known as. She won a fucking Academy Award. But the fact that she's done 7 commercials for Weight Watcher. Anyway.
And she was in Sex and the City.
Oh, I... Yeah,
the movie.
Won.
Yeah. She's the assistant.
Great. Anyway, wow, that is just tons of useful knowledge. You know, it was good. It was really good stuff. She has a wonderful voice. And like you said, you know, those are the songs that tug at the heartstrings that get you through those hard times.
I agree that, you know, there are a lot of similarities to Adele. But, you know, it's the kind of music that you want to listen to when you're in a breakup.
Well, you know, I've been playing it at about a 7. But I'm going to turn No, not that one. That's coming later. I'm going to turn my amp up to an 11. This is where we get loud. My last 2 selections. The first one's kind of a pop punk gem from the band Lagwagon. This is their song, Razorburn. Let's take a listen.
It's sometimes I'm speaking for Billy Gibbons. Looks like a white bear.
Right, and that was the band Lagwagon off their album Hoss with the song Razor Bird. You know, I was going back to some of the songs I really did listen to when I was getting dumped.
Like Blink 182?
Yeah, I did. And I was thank you for bringing that up in an attempt to embarrass me, but I can trust you. I mean, excuse me, you can trust me. You will never embarrass me more than I am willing to embarrass myself. That's exactly where I was looking to go to. I went to some of those Blink 182 gems I used to blast, and man, they are terrible. I just couldn't play those. But this little classic by the band Lagwagon off their early 90 album, Hoss, saw me through some tough breakups in my high school years. I'm a big fan of the tune. It's kind of funny. It's got a lot of energy. It's got a lot of anger. And it's great. It's a good one to scream at the top of your lungs, on your way home to another night with mom and dad, eating pizza, putting together some jigsaw puzzles, watching the Cosby Show on rerun.
I personally preferred backgammon, but I will say that I really like this song, mostly because I am a huge fan of facial hair. A sweet mustache can go a really long way.
Can I just put in a little plug for a second here?
Certainly.
This coming November, I will be participating in a charity event to raise money for prostate cancer called Movember. I'm going to be putting a link up on the page where you can go and donate $1, $2, or $5 for every millimeter of mustache I grow. I'm going to be growing a sweet mustache throughout the entire month of November. Really, I can't grow facial hair. So,
at all.
Yeah, so feel free to donate a lot per millimeter because I'm likely going to be only able to grow one. But I will be donning a mustache come Thanksgiving dinner to all the family and friends who listen to the show.
Now, the question is, are you allowed to trim the mustache?
You can maintain it, yes.
So you don't have to look like a catfish?
No, and my boss would probably... But I'm thinking about getting some mustache wax.
Oh, nice. Do a little twist-up?
Yeah, maybe a twist-up, maybe a twist-up. I'm thinking of maybe sporting a full celic.
Nice.
There we go.
I don't think you can get that much thickness.
Well, you know what? I like to... My motto in life is to aim high and be disappointed. But anyway, Chris, what is your last song for this special?
Well, I certainly left the best for last because she is the queen of soul. It is Miss Aretha Franklin with Chain of Fools.
There we go. Let's take a listen.
Oh, that's a sign of a having a good time. Mm-hmm. That's a sound of pain. Change, change, change. Thank you.
But I personally cannot say enough about this song, this artist, or this genre. I grew up on Motown. I grew up on Aretha Franklin. Obviously, we're from the suburbs of Detroit, so it's in our blood. I love this song. I think that she, within this song, is really inspirational, and she gives you the strength that you need to do what you need to do.
I couldn't agree with you more. I personally felt inspired to do what I need to do.
As a woman?
Well, as a human being, I felt inspired to take out the trash.
I appreciate that.
I mean, this is you know, this is the good shit. You know what I mean? There's a reason that this music is universal. There's a reason that I love her, you love her, my kids will love her, my parents love her, my parents' parents love her. It's got everything, man. It's got everything you need. So thank you for sharing it with me and our audience. The last artist I'm going to ask folks to take a listen to is kind of a punk emo band. You can't talk about heartbreak without talking about the emo. And a band that has their main logo as a heart with a skull in it certainly belongs in any breakup song discussion I'm having. And that's one of my personal favorite bands, the Alkaline Trio. Haven't ever talked about them too much on the podcast before, but man, I was heavily, heavily into these guys in my early 20s, and I have stayed a big fan now into my 30s. So we're going to take a listen to a song off their album, God Damn It. This is the song Message from Kathleen. Message from Kathleen. Alkaline Trio. Tons of songs about loss and heartbreak, and real go-to for me during some pretty down spells in my life. So Thought I'd share that one with the listening audience and with you, my sister. And what did you think?
Well, I have to say, I don't know if it's because it's a transition from Aretha Franklin and her strong vocals to the whiny alternative rock that Alkaline Trio is. I appreciate it for what it is, and I respect it. Listening to it first thing in the morning was a little bit of a wake-up today, but I liked it. It's just, it's not for me when I break up.
Maybe more for dudes. Maybe
perhaps. More of a, you know, the rock-out angst thing.
Yeah, I try not to be sexist, but, you know, maybe it's for nerdy loser guys like me that are just like, you know what, I'm waiting here for you, baby. If you'll only come back to me. But that's it. You know, that's our last song.
Good. And my 7 and 7 is empty, and I'm ready for dinner.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for a beer as well. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Chrissy, for doing this. This was a lot of fun. It was truly a very special episode indeed.
Absolutely. I hope we can expand the repertoire of all you Brokenhearted's playlists.
That's right, folks. And please tune in soon, because Matthew and I will be bringing you our brand new episode, what we are calling Mind the Canyon. The gap gets bigger. We're bringing our dad in. We're spanning several generations of rock and roll and getting an old-timer's perspective on the new jams, as well as the new school's thoughts on some of the classic artists. So that's what we got coming up next for you. I promise you it should be out very, very shortly, just as soon as Matt gets his act together. He's in school right now focusing on the grindstone, but we're going to get that one put out for you soon. But in the meantime, you got this little special to hold you over. And once again, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for Chris for helping out. This is Rob, and we brought you down, but we're going to bring you right back up. We're taking out with Mr. Stevie Wonder with a little track called For Once in My Life. One of the greatest love songs, happy love songs of our times. Thanks. And as Matthew would say, peace.
Peace.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can see